You see some good old friends here. What I want to talk about today is, I'm not going to go detail through my career path, but I'd rather outline some of the things which I think you have to expect in the future. There were some comments made earlier. The first speaker talked about frustration. Frustration is part of professional life. Change your attitude. That's the best way to deal with it. Frustration is a result other people can't deal with you. It's not you not being able to deal with other people. So, now I'm challenged here. There we go, the down one. This is a brief outline of my 10 slides. First, I'll talk a little bit about my definition of consulting, a little bit about technical knowledge. You got to have it when you're in the horticultural part. And for me, my entire career, since I've been 14, has been nothing but tree fruits and in the tail end some grapevines. There's some economics, you must understand them in your professional life, that's outside academia, but also in academia, economics take part. There are certain personality traits I will talk about, expectations for a consultant and from a consultant, briefly touch on that. You must understand the business you're dealing with, and then there's a fiduciary and a moral responsibility you have as a consultant, and then I'll sum it up. Definition of consulting is basically the business for me of giving expert advice to other professionals, typically in business matters, with the goal of outcome optimization. That's the important part. Outcome optimization, not maximization. And when I say other professionals, I deal with people from Wall Street. They have no clue which way to plant the tree. So it's not just you're dealing with hoard people. You're dealing with people... They understand financial markets. Here's what I always say you must have, and this is important for the young people. Put yourself on a solid foundation if you're in tree fruits or in horticulture. You must understand botany and biology, because that's how a plant functions. And this molecular approach I see today where somebody is just focusing in on boron only or potassium only. I got news. There's 16 other elements a plant needs. You must understand that. Nutrition is a big part of it because only well-fed plants can really perform at top level. You will be asked to perform above top level or you're not going to be part of it in the future. And then there is such thing as the basics of soil. You must understand soils. And then you must have total competency in the 365 office suite. If you're not totally competent, go back and take classes now and continue to educate yourself. It is expected, and your client will tell you, these large-scale clients of mine, John Hancock is one of them, TIA Kraft is another one. You take their system. You're not coming with your system when you talk to someone who has a multi-billion dollar or, in some cases, a trillion dollar portfolio. You do as they tell, they will compensate you, and they will compensate you very well. Economics. Wherever you go in life, there is nothing which happens without money. It might not be talked about, but you got to understand the basics of what you do. Even in the not-for-profit organizations, they have to have some money to pay for the light bill. So economics, you must understand them. And you must apply sound economics. Personality traits. Above all is integrity. You all know what that means. And you can't go and ever work on the edges. You must be straightforward. And you must go and have total integrity. Patience. When you deal with people from Wall Street, sometimes I feel like I want to slap them because they're not getting it. But you gotta have patience, slow and steadily. You understand, make them understand the foundation. More important than anything is you must know where your limits are if you're in the industry. And you must be willing to admit those limitations. So if somebody wants to know something about physiology, I have three people in the US. If I don't know it, I know who to call. And I can call Kurt 20 years later and say, Kurt, hey, I got a question. And he will give me an answer or he say, call this guy. That's just how life works. That's networking. Consistency. You must perform consistently. And my favorite saying is, what I'm looking for in young people is people who consistently don't make stupid decisions. They are extremely successful because one stupid decision because you thought you know it and you don't, it's pretty much the end of your professional career, and you have to go somewhere else and start at a lower level. Respect. Respect for other people, respect for companies, respect for co-workers. I often hear, especially in agriculture, the phrase, excuse me, unskilled labor. I got news for you. There is no unskilled labor in agriculture. People who pick 10,000 pounds of apples a day or drive a tractor 12 hours a day, that's highly skilled labor. Today I saw a guy cutting palm trees here, 50 feet up in the air. Some of you have seen it. That's not unskilled labor. Most people can't get 5 feet up on that tree. I have a lot of respect for people who work for me. And then you got to have some diplomacy, depending on who you're dealing with. And you must be able to implement all of those things according to who you're dealing with. Expectations for consultant are, the consultant must understand the subject matter. As a consultant, I do not expect every client to understand the subject matter. I might have to educate him. And that sometimes requires a lot of diplomacy. You must provide realistic solutions on time. And I'll say it one time. Time is money. And it's other people's money you're spending. So you don't have unlimited time. You gotta have a solution. You have to guide the project you're taking on to a successful finish. You have to be very flexible because change is constant, and you must work in very complex and often changing environments. By changing environments, it can be anything from climate, regular environment, but more so here. I worked with a company during my consulting time. They changed ownership 3 times. They were bought out, bought out, bought out, and I was dealing with other people every time. But we got the project done. Before you start a project, you must fully comprehend the needs of the various stakeholders and build a consensus. And you must communicate with those people to make sure that they are on the same program as you are. And if you have a solid academic foundation in botany, in soils, you have the confidence you can lead these discussions. Understand the business, and this is the single most important slide. I've shown it many, many times to many students. The greatest challenge we're facing today is to distinguish reality from perception and fantasy. And there is a lot of perception out there. Those guys, they think they understand the basics of it, and they can't grow a potato if you pay them to. And then there is a lot of biased opinion, which is far away from facts and truth. And as a consultant, you must be able to sort that out and sometimes correct people and say, yeah, I know where you're coming from, but here, this is reality. And the only way you can do it unbiased is you do it with science, with numbers, with data. Because with data, nobody can argue with. Let me talk a few things about fiduciary and moral responsibility. For the last 12 years, I ended up, because of my horticultural skills, working from very large-scale investment funds. My clients have in the last few years invested just in Washington State over $2 billion in the agricultural industry. I have a fiduciary responsibility to every one of those retirees, and I take that damn serious. I want these people, after 40 or 50 years of work in academia, I want them to retire well, and that they get their paycheck. That's part of what I have to do. As a consultant, I have to add value to every client's project. Value in most cases commercially in all is dollars, commercial dollar. But there's other non-commercial situations where there are some other values. And in my case, it's mostly education of young people, bringing them along, setting the standard. Always, always work within legal parameters, cultural parameters, those type of things. Risk and reward, you have to weigh it. And that is, how much risk do you want to take as a consultant on a project? And again, don't go above your limits. You have to realize, here, this is as far as I can go. Don't promise something you can't deliver on. If you deliver and if you perform, somebody will say, hey, I got another project. I want you to run it. And you will climb up the ladder pretty fast. My career started out, my mom was a teacher, and she retired from her last paying job at age 86. So I didn't get a lot of slack when I was young. Today I look at it and say that was the right thing to do. And I got my degrees in Germany. I got a engineering degree in horticulture. A year later I had my master's, came to America, traveled a little bit in the world, came to America 40 years ago, and today I run one of the larger consultancies in Washington State. I've been all over the world. Currently my biggest client is China. I go over there many times a year. And now as I'm getting towards the end of my career, I'm starting to slow things down. Most important is when you make decisions and you present it to other people, have data. Nobody can argue with data presented well. Science is science. It's unbiased. That's what it is. Anybody know what those two numbers mean, multiplied in the bottom? 7.5 billion people on Earth, 1,000 calories per day. That's what farming does for the last 365 days and all the life you have lived. At 1,000 calories a day for every pun on Earth, we would solve the obesity problem by the end of next winter here in the United States. That's just a bare minimum. We grow in world population to about 11 billion people, depending on what you believe. I tell you one thing. If you don't have a job in horticulture and feeding other people, it's your fault. It's nobody else's fault because there's a growing industry. It's rapidly growing. Not only is the number of people growing, but over the last 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, the caloric intake has grown tremendously. That is where your future is. Get the science, get the math, get the computer programs you need, and you will be richly rewarded. When I say richly rewarded, I'll do something nobody does. You can easily, in 10 or 15 years, you should be making $800 or $1,000 a day. That comes with performance. You have to decide what kind of a lifestyle you want. Do you want to live a C-to-C, as I call it, condo to cubicle? You're not going to get compensated very well. But that's what you do. If you go out in free enterprise, you perform, someone will give you good money. There's a summary. Experience is what you need. Experience comes from doing it. Very simple. You must work in agriculture or in horticulture before you consult, so you know what you're talking about. You must have a capability of transmitting that information you have. You have to have integrity. You have to be customer-focused. And you have to have past success. Past success for you, for the young people, is get a done good degree from a good school and work somewhere. Establish your resume. Establish your resume. Don't polish your resume. I hear that so many times. If somebody comes and shows me a resume and it's polished, he's done. Because resume polishing is not telling the truth. Just lay it out what you did and that's it. With that, thanks for the invitation. Any questions?
So the question is, if you started your own consulting business, or did you take over a consulting business?
I was very fortunate. I worked for one of the most progressive orchard companies in Washington State, and within 3 years of working there, they allowed me to start on the side due to a lot of demand to my own consulting business. I worked in different companies over the years. Every one of the companies I worked for came out of the consulting position. And so then I worked for one of the largest farming organizations in the world as a consultant. They asked me then to go full-time. And then here at 12 years, I decided I'm going to go full-time consulting only and not work for anybody but myself. And there is one big advantage, and thanks for the question, there's one huge advantage I have. If I want to talk to my employees, I can do that while I'm shaving and I look at them.
Great. Thank you, Herman. As you transition or as you are thinking about the future, with your employees, do you anticipate that they'll want to help out and take over a business, or what? How do as a consultant and an owner in a company, I always think about that. It's like, well, what happens if I get hit by a bus the next day, or what if I'm lucky enough to have a job for as long as I want to retire? What happens then?
I'm a one-man company, and I tell you why. I do not want to deal with all the state and federal regulations around employees. I have a lot of colleagues which do the same thing as I do. They have their own company. That way I don't have to pay their taxes and all of those things. They have their own insurance. If I need an entomologist, I call Ron Brett. And if I need another guy, I call him. If I need physiology, I call Kurt, and I don't pay him. It's that simple. If I want to know something about wine grapes, I call Mercy and buy her a cup of coffee. That's how it works. That's networking. Future of my company, yeah, there are some people who want to take it over. But what I'm seeing is a lot of the young people who want to take it over don't either have the practical experience or they don't have the broad spectrum physiology. There's a lot of people there focused on storing apples. On one aspect of it, but the broad underlying understanding which you need to manage large-scale operations is what you need. Let me just give you some simple numbers. About 25 years ago, I started working with a company, and their average potato production in the state of Washington was around the 25 to 27 ton per acre level. That company at that time had data of soils, of quality parameters, but they had hard numbers. They hire an analyst. Today, they're doing on a lot of fields over 60 tons per acre. One company can feed the entire state of Utah for a year and a half. That's where it is. That's where you got to be to participate in the future.
Thank you. I would agree with that. Everything that I ever taught students as an assistant or associate professor, you get out into the field and you're expected to know everything and how it all fits together. Is it an irrigation problem? Is it a nutrition problem? Is it virus? Particularly in grapevines, as we get, we've been having grapes in places for longer periods. There's other vectors, there's new viruses, there's complex of viruses that certainly I don't have the experience, like Herman said, but you can call upon those people through your networking abilities here at conferences like this. So, yeah, another question. So the question is, where do you go to attain new knowledge, and what resources do you have?
I've been a member of ASHS for 39 years. This is the first year where I haven't renewed my subscription because last year I thought I was... But I talked to Heather. When she gets back to the office, we'll fix that one. I have a complete set of Hortech. I have a complete set of science. And I have the journals all the way back in the late 50s. I accumulate them over years. Knowledge today, there's so much knowledge put out. And I'm glad you asked that question. 95% of what is on the Internet is absolutely useless. And you got to cut through the crap, excuse my language, but you got to cut through to find out what is relevant. Yes, I do it with land-grant universities, with good institutions. When I read, it has to have a peer review process, an editorial process. If somebody talks about nitrogen on Facebook, waste of time. So yes, it's a challenge to educate yourself. I'm glad you asked that.
Great question. Good question. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Herman. Enjoyed it. Yeah.